Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sharon from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon, and we want to share some great stories with you.
That's right. They could be funny, they could be emotional, they could be touching, they could be absolutely crazy. All of them, great stories that we're happy to share with you right now.
Ladies and gentlemen!
1 minute to showtime.
Whoa!
Listen to this.
Ordered for quality assurance.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Number five.
We've probably all heard the rumors about large feet. You know, the rumors have something to do with the indicator of a certain other endowment, possibilities there.
Well, my husband wears a size 13 shoe. And what that means is that he also has very big socks.
Yes.
And so
big shoes.
And if you were to ask me, is there a correlation between big shoes and big socks?
Yes.
Sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. See, I think the clown community actually started this rumor because, according to scientists, I'm not sure there's anything any truth to this. But I tell you what, they have made a correlation between shoe size and life expectancy that I'll tell you about in a second. But first, let's get into this about this dude from Venezuela that has, what, size 26 shoes or something?
Size 26 shoes, yeah. And he's smiling right now because he got four pairs of shoes. They came from a German shoemaker. This guy's name is George Vessels, and he's been making shoes for the world's tallest people for nearly 40 years. And get this, he does it for free.
Wow.
He does it for free. He first gave Rodriguez, this guy in Venezuela, three pairs of shoes 3 years ago after hearing about this guy. He's the tallest man in Venezuela. He's 7'3" tall. And so his feet, even though they're a size 26, his right foot measures about 16 inches and his left foot is more than 15.5 inches, which isn't that much. Because my husband, look, he does this thing. Whenever we're measuring something, he'll walk it out. Because his feet are pretty much 12 inches.
Sure.
So he'll walk it out. So when you think about it, and he's size 13, from size 13 to 26 is only an extra 3 inches.
Well, we're talking inches when it comes to men. You know, we're going to extrapolate and it's
round
always
going to
be more. We're going to round up. So get this. Scientists have a correlation between shoe size and
life expectancy.
Life expectancy.
Yeah.
So Richard has size 13.
Yeah.
So he would be expected, according to this chart, anyway, to live between 67 and 72 years of age.
Well, no, I want him to live longer than that.
I'm sure that he will. He's a healthy dude. I'm a size 11, so I could go between 75 and 82. Actually, size 11 is the sweet spot.
I'm chopping his toes off. I'm chopping his toes off. Sorry, darling, I'm doing it because I love you.
Whack! Bind his feet.
It'll be like that film Misery.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Improving your water cooler chat.
Number four.
What do you hope for your kids? You know, that they'll follow their dream, they'll have a good life, they'll succeed in school,
find
maybe
love.
In sports.
Yeah.
Yes, they'll find something, right? How about break the world burp record? In we're talking volume here, because that's the achievement, or at least we're hoping that's the achievement of this Nev Sharp fellow, right?
Well, I don't think he did. There's a guy in Australia, and yeah, his name's Nev Sharp, and he tried to break the record for loudest burp last week, and he thought he did, actually. The noise meter he was holding clocked it at 110.6 decibels, which is about as loud as a chainsaw.
When you're next to it, right?
Yeah.
But I looked this up, too. A Garth Brooks concert will range between 100 and 120 decibels. So this guy can burp as loud as a Garth Brooks concert.
Yeah, okay. So here is actually the burp that he thought he broke the record with. Listen to this.
105. 110.6.
Awesome, mate. Awesome. So proud of my fellow Australian. Oh, my God. But then the official record holder is a guy in England named Paul Hun, and he takes his stuff very seriously, apparently, and he immediately posted his own video where he uses the same kind of noise meter as this Australian guy, and he registered a burp of 117.9.
So some Aussie guy called Nev thinks he's beaten my world record. But I've got something to say about that.
Oh,
good Lord.
117.9.
117, wow.
Well, I'm happy with that.
Yeah,
pick
you know what? I think.
I'll take the Garth Brooks did he just say pick the lumps out of that?
Pick the lumps out of that.
You can, that's disgusting. You know what, though? I actually can burp on cue. I can't burp.
Come on.
I can't burp that loud, but I can burp on cue.
And you're willing to do that on the radio right now?
Yeah.
I am so proud to call you my partner. Would you please do this?
All right, here we go. Hang on. Ooh, that
was cute.
That was, I think I can do better than that. Hang on a sec. That was a weird one. Hang on. Oh, one more.
Yeah,
one more.
Okay.
Third time's the charm. Here we go.
Wow. You know, you did 110 on the decibel there.
I don't think... look, I'm not trying to break any records, but I can burp on cue.
I am so proud right now.
I know.
Listen to this. With Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number three.
We don't have enough distractions on television with 350 cable channels to choose from. Now we have millions of videos to choose from on YouTube to waste our time with. But you know what? Some of them are really funny. There's, remember those videos that you see with people coming out of anesthetic after having their wisdom teeth pulled or something, and they're saying something funny. They're not quite with it. This one kills me. This is the latest one, right?
Oh, doing that. And because it's got to do with Luke Bryan. This is one of the reasons we lumped this. There's this girl and she's crying. And she's heartbroken because she missed a Luke Bryan concert. The funny thing is it hasn't even happened yet.
Right.
And her mum, we presume it's her mum, is with her. And what's funny about this is she actually thinks that Luke is mad at her for not being there, and that she's really let him down.
Who's gonna be mad?
Luke Bryan. I didn't go to his concert with Jenny.
Francis, you never missed the concert. It didn't happen.
Who's
yet.
Jenny?
I'm gonna miss the concert, and Jenny's gonna be mad, and so is Luke Bryan. I let him down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Me too.
It's okay. Don't cry. You didn't miss it. It's still gonna happen.
Yeah, but I can't go.
Yes, you can.
I missed it.
It never happened yet, Francis.
It didn't.
Luke Bryan is still coming.
He's coming, okay. So he won't be mad at me.
No, he's not going to be mad at you.
Okay.
Oh, how adorable is she?
She's adorable, but fast forward 15 years when this thing is still on the internet somewhere. And Mom, why weren't you... you were consoling me, but you were filming it, and then you put it on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, let's hope she gets a gazillion hits and makes some money off of it then, will we?
That's true. There you go.
Listen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Number two.
You know, I think there's an obvious reason why you have a few drinks before you do something, whether it's you need a little courage, perhaps, so a stiff drink will help you get on stage and sing karaoke for the first time, Sharon.
Oh, hey. What? Listen, I know I cannot sing. I have got, even my husband, bless him, the other day, you know how last week we talked to Maren Morris?
Yes.
And so in just doing some research and getting ready for the interview and things, I was watching videos of her and doing that sort of thing. And I was singing along to My Church, and I turned her off and I was still singing. And my husband, bless him, kind of looked at me sideways on the couch, and I went, oh, sorry, that wasn't very good, was it? And he's such a big supporter in everything I do, but even he can't bring himself to say, yeah, you sing really well. But it's true. Like, he put me near alcohol and a karaoke mic, and I'm all over it. I am, totally confident. I know. Oh, God, it's awful. But we just thought this would be a funny question to ask Siri, because, you know, it's the weekend and everything. Siri, how come we are more confident after we've been drinking?
Drinking alcohol makes you feel more confident because it dumbs down your brain and you stop being self-conscious and making fun of yourself and just have fun. Part of the problem with going out on the weekends and not drinking is that you will heckle yourself every time you try to do something, and deep down you think that everyone else is too. Newsflash. Nobody really cares what you are up to, and I promise you aren't important enough to stare at in public. Life is too short to not get out and cut loose. You may end up in a hilarious viral video while you drunk dance, but that's a small price to pay for fun.
Hey, she's on my side. Thanks, Siri. Love you.
I want to see the drunk dance video go viral.
Oh,
that's what I want.
Oh, no, you do not.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. All these stories are true. Even the names haven't been changed.
Number one.
Have you ever wondered about those TV crime shows? Maybe you watch How to Get Away with Murder or any of the other ones that are out there. Where do they come up with this stuff? Well, listen to this. If you've ever tried to hire a hitman, frankly, if I ever thought about this, I probably would avoid anything that sounded like a Sesame Street character reject. Holy cow.
Oh, God, how stupid do you have to be? This is kind of a really awful story. There's a guy in prison in Indiana County, Pennsylvania. He's 48 years old. Mm-hmm. And he and his girlfriend have been trying to find a hitman to kill a guy on the outside. So Gregory, the guy that's in prison, shot the guy back in 2008, but the guy survived. Then he hired a hitman to kill the guy in 2009, but it fell through. And now, even though he's behind bars, he's still trying to kill the guy, although it's not really clear why he wants him dead so much. Anyway, the girlfriend eventually found a woman last month who said she knew a hitman to do the job, and that woman's name was Joni Pepperoni.
Now, come on. You see this name, and you think, oh, yeah, that's legit.
Oh, yeah, that's
legit.
Isn't
that the first thing that goes through your mind?
Oh, yeah, yeah, wow. Joni Pepperoni. So Lorraine gives Joni Pepperoni the money. Cops swoop in. Lorraine is arrested for felony solicitation and conspiracy to commit homicide. And the boyfriend, even though he's already doing 60 years, he gets charged with this whole thing again. Joni Pepperoni.
Joni Pepperoni.
Oh, my God. It's either the name of an undercover cop or a porn star. Right? I mean, come on.
The police must have had a field day coming up with this name and
Joni
killing
Pepperoni.
Themselves. Oh, my God. It's funny.
Listen to this with Dean and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.